beings, but his kind of zoological societies oral history of possibility. Would you tell me who you are and the name of the person or family you're going to tell me about? Tell me what your name is.
My maiden name is Florence Lee Kinderger.
And what's your last name then?
Mister.
When did you come to Pasadena?
I was born in Pasadena in 1905.
And where were you born?
At the town of Refinery. And my sister, I don't know.
You were born in a house that's quite where the Crown Refinery is today.
1905.
Could you describe the house for me that you lived in?
It was a big, two-story house. Two-story, I can remember real well, because my grandmother, as small as we were, she tore rugs up and gave us a needle and thread and had us to make little rugs, rag rugs. On top of the hall, we were swearing upstairs, and we all had slop jars by our bed. And when we moved them, we had to get up the next morning and take them down. We had a well, one well. We had two wells in Pasadena, one up on Main Street and one down there. And washing them and put the lifestyle and put the lid back on them and put them by our bedside. And I was taught how to make up beds by my grandmother. We had to put the beds on, sheets on straight, no wrinkles. A black counterpane, and she said, "Now, that's not right." She turned up and she said, "Now, that's not right." And all three people said, "Well, why not? The good thing is too high, this is too low. Now get out here and you see. It's a mess. Now, if the mess is moving along, but if you don't like to make a mess."
This is a counterpane now.
That's a black counterpane.
Yeah. That's what we call bedstead today,
right?
Mm-hmm. And is this house that sits in Pasadena on Spooner Street, is that the home you're telling me about?
No. The home I'm telling you about is the Holbrook home.
Okay.
I believe that's what it was called.
And what was your father's name?
Robert Kingfield.
And your mother?
My mother's name was Donna Murphy.
Mm-hmm. And who is this Holbrook now? Is that your grandparent?
She was my grandmother.
Because
I lost my mother in 1908. I do not remember her.
So you and your father lived in the house with the Holbrook family?
Yes. They came to Pasadena together because my grandmother was Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Now the connection there, I don't know.
Could you tell me who your sisters are?
I had a sister, Effie. She passed away in 1952.
What was her last name?
Maywald.
Okay.
I had a brother, Dick, and he passed away in 1963.
Was his name Kingsbury?
Yes, his name was Kingsbury. But our name is B.U.R.Y. And my daddy would never let nobody call us Kingsbury. We were sure to be called Kingsbury.
Okay.
Because it's English.
Okay.
And my aunt, my daddy's sister, after my father died in 1915, well, she made sure she came over to our house and tried to teach us to stay with the English pronunciation. And I was determined I wasn't going to be one. I wanted to be like the kids I was going to school with.
Well, do you have any half-brothers or sisters?
I have Catherine Kingsbury only living. And then I had Raven Kingsbury half-brother and Robert Kingsbury half-brother.
Did you attend school in Pasadena?
I did.
And so you attended that school?
Her school, which still stands, but it's a smaller building. 1915, the school was destroyed.
And
when it was destroyed, it killed a little pony of ours.
You're talking about now the 1915 storm?
That's right.
Tell me about that storm. Do you remember that?
I just remember water was just everywhere. We waded in it. And that's when our daddy put in the Springer Street. The Primos own part of that block, and the Moors own the other part of the block. And when he married my father, when she married my father, there was no street. And the Primos wouldn't give any of their property. So my father said, "We're going to have a street in here." And so we took it. That's why we have no front yard with passing there now. Because he gave that for a street. Father, when I was growing up, that was a big yard. But before he died, and that's what killed him, putting that road in. Took pneumonia and died in 1915. January 25th, 1915. Working out and building that Spiller Street. Did you tell me what church you attended? My father was Baptist. And when he married my stepmother, she was Methodist. And Grandma Moore was Methodist, a Sunday school teacher for first graders for 50 years. That was her first name. Emma.
Emma Moore.
Uh-huh.
And she taught first grade in Pasadena?
Sunday school.
Sunday school.
Yeah, Sunday school. For 50 years. She was a Sunday school teacher there for 50 years.
In the First Baptist Church?
And the First Methodist Church.
Methodist Church? I better start listening to you right now.
Methodist Church.
I'm trying to keep them being quiet over here so they won't get on the tape.
And so, we just had a lovely home. We never had...
Okay, could you tell me where you shopped in Pasadena? Do you remember any businesses that were there?
I worked for Mr. Dickerson, W.H. Dickerson. And my mother sold out in 1923, I believe it was. For Mr. Dickerson, he knew my father and my mother, and he came and asked my mother if I could go to work for him.
And this was a grocery store, right?
And this was on a grocery store in Pasadena, General Mercantile Store. Handle ice, food, dry goods, lace, bacon, meat market. I was 12 years old and the only butcher in Pasadena, Texas, when the Crown Refiner was being built and Sinclair.
And you were a butcher in this grocery store?
I really was, for Mr. Charlie Vickers. The Vickers is an old family, and the Olives is an old family in Pasadena.
Now, did he have the butcher shop in the grocery store, Mr. Vickers?
Yes.
And you worked for Mr. Vickers then in the Dickerson grocery store?
Yeah, plus working for Mr. Dickerson.
Okay. Did you actually slice the meat?
Oh, yes. I walk in the coolers, and they taught me how to walk in and put them up on my shoulder and throw them down on the block, and I quartered them up.
You talking about the hands and...
I'm talking about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting them down in the middle, cutting them in quarters, making the line steaks, T-bone steaks, chops, ground meat.
So how old were you then?
12 years old.
12 years old. What were the roads like back then?
Shell.
Shell, they all had shell on them, or were there some boardwalks?
I can't remember any boardwalks. Now, there was shell from a railroad track to the First Baptist Church. And from the First Baptist Church to where the Browns lived, which is two blocks up, was mud road. Because Vera Brown and them, I remember, the Franks lived, people by the name of Franks lived there first. And that's the Franks that built that junkyard on Preston Avenue as you go under the tunnel going into Houston. So they sold out Brown's bottle. And so they started going to the Methodist Church. Now the Browns, Mrs. Brown was Mr. Vickers' sister.
And that was the only store in Pasadena at the time.
W.H. Dickerson and Mama's store.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's store. Now, what kind of store was it?
Grocery store. Handled everything. Plus work, men's work clothes. Now, Mr. Dickerson didn't handle men's work clothes. And so Mama put in men's work clothes after the Crown Refinery and the Sinclair Refinery started. And the first Masonic Lodge was upstairs over our grocery store. I have the pictures now.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Can I see them?
Yes, when you're finished this tape, I want to see all your pictures. But you're telling me that the Dickersons had a grocery store, and then your parents, the Kingsbury's, built a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And then did you go to work in that grocery store?
In 1925, no, 19 years go back so far until anyhow, my mother, I went to work for Dickerson's after my mother closed the store, her store. She got up one morning, she says, it's all going out on credit, said closing. We got enough to live off of and let the rest of them fight for their own. And she never did open the store.
What year were you born?
1905.
Do you remember when the ship channel was built or dredged?
Oh, yes. That was a small bio. Buffalo bio was, we just go across it in a skiff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And my party by the name of Woods lived on the other side, and they used to give us our Sunday school parties over there.
Do you remember their first name?
Joe Woods. And they had one of the Woods had a brother, and his last name, his mother had been married before, his last name was Dean.
D-A-N.
Okay. But I can't remember. I believe they settled over on Water Street.
And you'd go across over there for Sunday school picnics. That was some of the entertainment that you had in Pasadena.
Yeah. That's all we had, Sunday school parties. And then J.D. Parks, Mr. and Mrs. J.D. Parks had Sunday school parties. They were the biggest givers. My mother only had let us have one because they didn't believe in a lot of that dancing. And I got to go to a lot of dances with Elwood Lyons and Lewis Garfield. We didn't go together, but we danced together because I loved to dance and was very light and a very good dancer at that time. And when I was 15 years old, well, I won a waltz contest at Seven Beach at 15 for waltzing. And Lewis Garfield and I, well, we thought we was pretty good dancers.
Were you dancing with Lewis? Is that the L-E-W-I-S or L-O-U-I-S, Garfield?
L-O-U-I-S, I believe he spelled his name.
Was it your stepmother who had a boarding house in Pasadena?
Yes. Masons moved out from upstairs over the grocery store.
Mrs. Mitchell has just handed me a picture with a lot of students in it standing on the steps of the first school in Pasadena. So could you tell me who your teacher is and some of those students?
Mrs. Stewart from Hartford, Texas. And this is Blanche Kingsbury, Ivy Van Dorn.
Ivy Van Dorn?
Uh-huh. Ivy Van Dorn. She married Carlisle.
Okay.
And this is Clyde Duffield. And this is a little Mexican girl. Her name was Maddie something. Perez, I think it was. And this is Lewis Garfield, Otto Garner. This is Betty Williams, Otto Garner, and Lewis Garfield.
This is your dancing partner.
And this is Kelly Parks, Mildred James, Pearl Ford, Effie Kingsbury, Award McCain, Matt Blakesley. School teacher's name was Stuart. This is Carrie Parks.
Goodness, you just remember them all, don't you? Mrs. Mitchell has just showed me another picture here of the old Cruz School. Now, this is K-R-U-S-E Elementary School in Pasadena that was on East Broadway. And her sister, Effie Kingsbury, had written to own this. But this was after the storm of 1915 when the dome on the top of the school had blown off. And those of you who will be listening to these tapes and reading this book in years to come have heard again about the time the dome blew off the high school, blew off the elementary school in Pasadena. Now holding a picture that Mrs. Mitchell has just given me, which shows the interior of the R.O. Kingsbury The back of it is dated the year 1915. Velvet tobacco was 10 cents a can, and a lot of their dry goods came from a company named Sterling in Evansville, Indiana. She has handed me another picture of the exterior of the R.O. Kingsbury's store in Pasadena, Texas, the year 1915. And those of you who would like to see these pictures, I'm sure that Mrs. Blanche Mitchell would be happy to show them to you. You can see the boardwalks in front of the store that the people walk on. We've heard so much about the boardwalks, and here she has a picture of them. Beautiful. Lots of children and her whole family standing in front. It also shows the Masonic Lodge upstairs.
The storm. When this was boarded up for the storm.
Could you tell me about some of your family that had died, one of the first ones that was buried in Pasadena?
You want me to answer?
Yes, if you would.
My mother passed away in 1907.
And was she buried in Pasadena?
And she was buried in Pasadena Cemetery.
Okay, and where was it located?
At the family cemetery in Pasadena. Only one in Pasadena. And my mother is buried there too. My mother died in 1907. No. Mother's name was Donna, D-O-N-A, Kingsbury. Died September 6th. 1909 with typhoid fever, sick 28 days. My father remarried again, Zora Moore, in September 4, 1910. Zora Lee Moore, 1910.
Mitchell has another article here that she would like to read for you.
Well, this is Faye Dunaway's.
Read that for us.
Mrs. J. L. Dunaway, Mrs. C. L. Wortham, and Mrs. R. R. Kingsbury were co-hostess at a shower honoring Mrs. Robert Kingsbury at the home of Mrs. J. L. Dunaway, Wafer Street, Tuesday afternoon. March the 23rd, Easter colors and ideas prevailed in the decoration of other refreshments. Mrs. E.M. Embry was in charge of the entertainment. Mrs. Kingsbury, the honoree, was showered with many useful and beautiful gifts. Among those enjoying delightful parties were Mrs. Georgette Stromer, S-T-R-O-M-E-R, Hazel Moore, Edna May, A-L-C-O-R-N, Catherine Kingsbury, and Mrs. Florence Kynes, and Lola Bell Davis, J.W. Hill, Carl, A-L-C-O-R-N, Hyla Parker, C.B., B-E-I-K-E, Bertha Dickerson, J. I. Grant, Guy Webb, Deborah Atkinson, Mrs. Deborah Atkinson, J.I. Grant, Gray Webb, Donaway, A.F. Donaway, Joe Guy, Ethel Holder, Faye Farrell, Mae Cheatman, Ellie Dickerson, W.C. Donaway, C.T. Coolidge, Francis S. E. F. T. N., Bernice Cassidy, and Olin Roberts. Jason M. Cole, J.W. Crawford, Nadine Purcell, Delbert Atkinson, and J.D. Manning, and E.M. Emery, R.B. Harper, H.A. Green, and the hostess.
Do you remember what year that was?
I don't have any date.
She's going to describe another picture that she's holding here in her hand, dated on the back 1918. Could you tell me what festivity that was, Mrs. Mitchell?
Picnic. Town of Pasadena gathered for a big picnic. There's Billy Mitchell.
And you have a little tiny tractor there, and it's pulling a great long trailer.
Yes.
And it is just loaded with people on Pasadena Day.
All of Pasadena. I guess there's about 200 people here.
So when were you celebrating? That was the year of the Great War. Could you tell me something about the day the war started in 1918?
It's when some of the boys were coming home. Carol Coolidge came home, and...
Well, they must have been leaving, because that's when the war started in 1918.
Well, maybe it was when they were leaving instead of when they were going, coming in. But that's what it was, because Carol Coolidge, it's all for Carol Coolidge. The other Coolidge that lived out there by the...
Could you tell me something about what happened during the period of this war?
Well, it was World War One. I was very small.
Well, this was World War One, not 1918. It says on the back of it there, 1918. Doesn't that say the big picnic, Pasadena, 1918? It must have been when they were coming home then. Someone's not dated it right. Do you remember anything about World War tell me something about World War One then.
I didn't even know there was a war on until he was coming home. No, because we had the store and we never did do without any bread or sugar or anything like that. Now, Mitchell tells about that, but we never did have to do without it. I don't think anybody in Pasadena did. I don't know.
Well, do you remember anything about World War II?
Yes, because my boy was killed in World War II.
Could you tell me where he was killed?
Out in front of Shell Refinery, on his way coming home.
Was he in the service?
Yeah, Eric Gore.
And what happened?
Rick, colored man, was parked. It was a Japanese nursery that had that floor shop right by the cemetery in Forest Park. They had a nursery truck loaded with flowers and stuff taking over Big Goose Creek, it was called at the time. He was parked out there in the middle of the highway and coming in from Shepherd Field, where we always told the boy to drive on the inside because we had a friend that her boy was on the outside lane. And there was a car out there and hit him and ran over him. And so this truck was parked out there, and it was very foggy coming in from SMU football game. SMU, we had kept two boys here that won scholarship at SMU, and they were playing football. And he was bringing some of the boys home, hit this truck.
And how old was he?
18.
And just gone into the service, I guess. What a terrible tragedy.
I got his pictures now. I'm hanging on the wall. I got the certificates and everything from the Air Force.
Well, you told me when the Masonic Lodge moved out of your grocery store there that the Kingsbury's ran, that you put in a boarding house upstairs. Is that right?
Kept sleepers that worked for the refinery.
Okay.
Mrs. Brannon, when Mama moved out of the store, well, Mrs. Brannon moved down to the store, and she put boarding. That's the first job I ever had. $2 a week washing dishes. I was 12 years old.
And then you went from there to...
To Mr. Dixon. And he came and asked Mama if I could help him out at the store. And Mr. R.J. Griffin taught me how to be butcher. And Vickers, Charlie Vickers. The Vickerses were old family there in Pasadena. And their old family here, too.
Yes, we saw that home as we drove down the street that they've made now into a restaurant. We call it the Vickers Inn.
Irene is still living. Irene Vickers, and she's older than I am.
Who's the first mayor you remember in Pasadena?
Conrad.
You remember Mr. R.E. Parks being mayor? Should remember that.
I know Parks was mayor, but he was mayor after Mr. Conrad was.
No, he was before Mr. Conrad, R.E. Parks. They incorporated once, and then they voted the incorporation out. And then that was the next second corporation was when they, elected Mr. Conrad. Do you remember anything about the law enforcement in Pasadena?
No, Mr. Conrad tried to pass a law. I know Delbert Atkinson had a fight in front of the grocery store. He was 13 years old, and he downed about three or four policemen.
For what reason?
He was drunk. He was 13 years old. I think he was 13.
Well, he went on to be mayor of Pasadena.
No, that's Delbert. This is Doc Irvin.
Which one now had the fight?
Doc. His name was Irvin.
Oh, you mean it was Doc, well, not Delbert, that
not
had the fight?
No, not Delbert,
Okay.
But Doc and I, and Irene Parks, we were in the grades together. Okay. I was not with Carrie Parks. She was older.
Okay, you've been telling me about your nationality and telling me that you're English. Are you Scotch or Irish or anything?
No, my forefather Kingsbury's from, my cousin's been over there. They're from England.
Do you remember anything about the Depression? Still had plenty of sugar and everything in the... Besides the 1915 storm, do you remember any of the other storms?
I do here in the fort.
Well, do you remember anything about the dredging of the ship channel besides the little
skiff? When it started, yes. Oh, yeah. It dredged here for about 15 years, that ship channel.